Hey family, welcome to Positive Thinking Podcast with me, Dr. Jasmine Baker. I'm so excited to jump on today to be a blessing to you guys. And have I got a word for you? I have got a word for you. My question to you on today is, what do you do when God says it's time to go? What do you do? What do you do, family, when God says it's time to go? How will you respond? Will you stay when God says go, or will you be obedient and go? That is my question to you on today. And it's also the title of this podcast. The title is It's Time to Go. We find ourselves in a very familiar passage in Genesis. Actually, all of Genesis from Genesis 29 to 31 talks about a story very briefly of an uncle and a nephew. The uncle is Laban and the nephew is Jacob. Now, this is a passage that I'm pretty sure that you probably are familiar with, but if you're not, I'm going to condense it and bring you up to speed and enlighten you on what the Word of God says about you being misused as a Christian. How many of you know that God had not intended for you to get misused? What does it mean to be misused? To be misused means that you are being used for a purpose other than what God wanted. Come on now. Have you ever been in a situation where it starts out one way, but then by the time you get to the middle, it's going in a different direction? And by the time you think you're trying to get to the end, it's just completely in disarray. How many of you know that God has a purpose for everything? He does not put us in situations where we would be misused. I'm here to tell you on today, the Word of God makes it perfectly clear in these scriptures in Genesis 31. Actually, we're going to start at Genesis 31 and 13. At this point in the scripture, God is appearing to Jacob because what had happened with Laban and Jacob is Laban had lied and cheated Jacob in his wages. He lied to him about who him being able to marry Rachel. Now, Rachel is Laban's daughter, and when he met Rachel, he being Jacob, he pretty much fell in love with her at first sight. And he agreed to work for her father, Laban, for 14 years. And when he began to work for Laban, he worked and came into this agreement with Laban with the intent that after this amount of years, I believe it's either 7 or 14 years. Actually, let me flip back in my scripture because I don't want to misquote that. He came into agreement with Laban that he would work for Rachel for a set amount of years. But how many of you know that sometimes you can go into an agreement with somebody and then they change their mind in the middle of their agreement? Now, I ain't saying that's the right thing to do, but I'm saying that has happened to me before, that I've entered into an agreement with somebody and they decided to change their mind in the middle of the agreement. And then they begin to change the agreement. And that's not what we originally agreed on. How many of you have ever been through that? There's someone started out with you one way and then now they're misusing you. And that's not God. I'm here to tell you that's not God. I'm here to clear it up in your mind that you're not going crazy. I'm here to clear it up in your mind that it's not that you're not submitted enough. I'm here to tell you that they're misusing you, and that's not of God. And he's already addressed it in the scriptures. He addressed it with Jacob and Laban. I just went back to the scripture, and he agreed to work for Laban 7 years for Rachel. And he works the 7 years, y'all. He works the 7 years. He held up his end of the bargain. How many of you have entered into agreement and you held up your end of the bargain and then they begin to go in a different direction? I'm trying to tell you, I've experienced that. I've come into agreement with somebody. I mean, huge agreements. And then they decided to do something totally different, as if we agreed upon what they changed their mind for the contract to be, when they knew very well that wasn't the original agreement. Jacob had agreed to serve Laban for a set amount of years in exchange for his daughter Rachel. And what he does, instead of giving Jacob Rachel at the end of the 7 years, mind you, Jacob has the favor of God on his life. And as he's working for Laban, Laban is being blessed. How many of you know that some people will use you because of the favor that's on your life? I've been there, that they see the favor on my life. So they say, okay, I'm going to enter into this agreement and I'm going to misuse you. And I think that they think that they're going to keep misusing you, and as if God is going to turn a blind eye to it. And it don't work that way in the kingdom. Come on now. It don't work that way with a chosen one. When God has chosen you and has explicitly put you into a situation and someone misuses you, misguides you, lies to you, cheats you, he's not just going to let that go. How many of you know he's not just going to let that go for the chosen ones? He's not. You know why I know he's not? Because when Jacob had been lied to about Rachel, and then this is the crazy part, y'all. Jacob gives Laban a second chance. He's lied to from Laban about Rachel, that he's going to get Rachel after 7 years. Laban doesn't give him Rachel. Laban gives him his other daughter, Leah. Now imagine that. You come into agreement with somebody for one thing, and then they hand you something that you didn't even want. They hand you something that you didn't even want. You said you was going to work for them to receive this thing over here. But then they decided, I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to give you this. And all the while knowing why they did it, because they are trying to string you along like a carrot. Come on now. They're trying to string you along like a carrot, as if God is not aware of what's happening to his daughter or to his son. I'm here to tell you on today that God will not be mocked. I'm here to tell you on today that God sees what you're going through. I'm here to tell you on today that God will take care of it. I'm here to tell you on today, when God says it's time to go, people of God, it's time to go. There is no reason for you to keep sticking around. When God says it's time to go, it's time to go. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, how do I know if God is saying that it's time to go? Let's go back to the scripture. Now, remember I said Laban had original agreement with Jacob to get Rachel after 7 years. After 7 years, Laban changes the contract and gives Jacob Leah, the other daughter. So what Jacob does is he goes to Laban and is saying, why did you do this to me? Like, why would you lie to me? Why would you give me somebody else? And that's not who I asked for. Laban gives him an excuse. You know how people do when they change their mind, when they try to change the rules in the middle of the game, and they give you any kind of excuse. It don't work that way. Come on now. We are children of the Most High God. God's not going to sit up there and allow you to be mistreated. God's not going to sit up there and allow people to just walk all over you like a doormat. God's not going to do that. But God is patient and God is kind. And we get to see this in the scripture. So Jacob agrees to work for Laban an additional 7 years. So now we got the 14-year mark, y'all. The 14-year mark. So he can get Rachel. So he works for this next set of years. And what ends up happening is Jacob has constant favor on his life. Now, it's a bunch of things that actually happened, but I don't have time to cover every detail that happened from Genesis chapter 29 all the way to 31. I'm focusing in, and I want you to focus in on that God will not allow you to be misused. I want you to focus in on when God says it's time to go, how you will respond. Now, this is how the Lord dealt with Jacob. See, the Lord knows that as we begin to spend more and more time with him, our hearts are transformed. We become more loving. We become more patient. We begin to show the fruits of the Spirit. If I'm not mistaken, in Galatians, it tells us that the evidence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is these fruits: kindness, patience, love, long suffering, all those things. So to see Jacob say, I'm going to work another 7 years, that don't surprise me. It might surprise you, but it don't surprise me. Because when you are a chosen one, when you are a child of God, you are in him, drawing near to him, being transformed by him into his what? Into the image of God. Come on now. You are being transformed to have the characteristics of God. Come on now. So when you shine your light, people are feeling that presence of God on your life. And what I believe that's happened here with Jacob is Laban tried to take Jacob's kindness for weakness, and the Lord is up there sitting high, looking down low, and he's seeing that Laban, he is misusing my son. And to the point that Jacob is so patient and kind, he gets to this place where he says, you know what? I'm getting tired of this. I'm getting tired of this. This is how I know he's getting tired of this, is because when you go back and you read verses 31, Jacob begins to notice some things that's happening around him. He sees that Laban's sons are looking at him some kind of way. Look, they're looking at him some kind of way. Go over to 31 and 2. It says, and Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. So basically, this is Laban looking at Jacob some kind of way. He's not treating Jacob or acting towards Jacob how he act towards Jacob in the beginning. And I believe the reason he's doing this is because he knows that his time is running out. Come on now. The enemy knows when his time is running out. People know when they're getting to the end and they know that, you know what, I ain't going to be able to keep misusing them. I think they're going to end up, you know, figuring this thing out. But even jump up to verse 30. Actually, when you go straight to verse 1, chapters 31 and 1, Genesis 31 and 1, it says, and he heard the words. This is Jacob saying this. I mean, yeah, this is Jacob saying, and he heard the words of Laban's son. So this is the son. When I read verse 2, that was Laban who had changed his countenance towards Jacob, but the sons was even acting some kind of way. It says, and he heard the words of the Laban's sons saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. So basically, they're forgetting that Jacob has worked for them for 14 years. Even after Laban has changed his wages, the sons are in cahoots with the dad. Come on now. An apple don't fall too far from the tree. The word of God says, how can two walk together and not agree? Come on now. The sons is in agreement with the father. Come on now. Why the father is playing victim when he know good and well that he is misusing Jacob. And then you would think that the sons, well, they're sitting over here looking, they can see that they dad is misusing Jacob, but you know what? They could care less, because they benefiting too. Come on now, I need you to catch this word on today. It'll be people around watching you be mistreated. It'll be people around watching you get misused. It'll be people around knowing what the parameters of the contract was, but they'll do what? They will get in cahoots with somebody else because they ain't what? They don't got the backbone or the courage to stand up and say, you know what? What you doing, dad, is wrong to Jacob. Come on now. They would rather stay in agreement with the enemy. Come on now, because they're benefiting too. They're benefiting off the what? Off the favor on Jacob's life. Some people are benefiting off the favor on your life. I'm here to tell you, I know you don't want to hear this. I know you don't want to accept this, but I'm here to tell you on today, because I got to set the record straight. Some people are using you. Some people are benefiting off the favor in your life. Come on now. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to put in the prayer time. They don't want to fast. They don't want to read their Bible. They don't want to serve God with their mind, heart, and soul. They don't want to do that. But they would rather get the benefits of you doing it by hanging out with you, working you like you a slave. Come on now. And that ain't even biblical. God tells us to be a servant. Come on now. But he ain't telling us to be a doormat. Ain't nowhere in here where he's saying, allow them to just walk all over you. Yeah, I hear you. He says, oh, hit one cheek, then give them the other cheek. But there's a time when God says enough is enough. There will come a time when he says enough is enough. Go over to 31. I'm still in Genesis 31 and 13. It says, I am the God of Bethel. Now, this is God speaking to Jacob. So for those of you who have found yourself in a situation and you're saying, you know what? I'm in a rock in a hard place, Jasmine. I don't know if I should leave. I don't know if God telling me to stay or go. I'm here to tell you, this is how God will tell you. Go over to 13. I'll read in 31 and 13. It says, I am the God of Bethel. This is God speaking to Jacob in a vision. The word of God says when men sleep, he speaks to us by visions. Come on now. If you got a real relationship with him, he's not going to leave you in that situation. Trust me on this. He's not going to leave you in a situation where people are just benefiting from your favor, because God will say, time is up. Time is up. God will say the end, period. The end, period. The end, period. That this is over. You're no longer going to walk over them. You're no longer going to misuse them. Time is up. I'm at 13. It says, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar and where thou vowest the vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of from this land, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. So look, the Lord is showing up and telling Jacob, look, this is who I am. I'm the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar and where thou hast vowest a vow unto me. So he's saying, this is who I am. So you, I don't want you to get confused on what you hearing because he's asleep. So you're not going to get confused. God's going to make himself perfectly clear who's speaking. He does it right here for Jacob. Why wouldn't he do it for you? He loves us. He loves us. He's going to speak to you. He's going to tell you when it's what? When it's time to go. He's going to tell you when it's time to go. So he speaks to him and he tells him to return to the land of his kindred. Then when you jump down to 31 and 24, after he tells Jacob, Jacob starts packing up. He goes to talk to his wives. He tells them, gather your stuff. We're getting ready to go. The wives are in agreement with the husband. Come on now. They both are in agreement because they're seeing how shaky and flaky their dad is. So they're saying, look, let's just go. They're getting ready to go with their husband. And then Laban in verses 24 has to get, well, he gets this vision from God. God appears to Laban in a dream because Laban is getting ready to pursue Jacob. So Jacob has already made up his mind. He's talked to his wife. They already left. They are gone. They're gone. They are walking across the plain, whatever you want to call it, walking up the hill, walking through the valley. They are gone. God spoke to Jacob. Jacob is feeling peace in his spirit. And he says, deuces, I'm out of here. So this is what happens. Actually, I'm going to read verse 22 to 24. It says, and it was told to Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. So the Lord shows up. Look, Laban, you would think he would just leave Jacob alone. Jacob don't want no confrontation. He takes his family, he leaves. But guess what? The enemy will try to pursue you. I know that I'm right because think of the children of Israel, the let my people go scenario. So the children of Israel are leaving. But guess what? Pharaoh what? Begins to pursue them. So Laban is pursuing Jacob. And the Lord has to appear to Laban in a dream and tell him, look, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. So he's basically saying, look, don't be coming over here talking to Jacob with no confrontation. Don't say nothing good. Don't say nothing bad. Jacob don't owe you no explanation because I told Jacob to go. And I already showed you the evidence in verse 13. It's God who appeared to Jacob and told Jacob to go. How many of you know if God said go, he will provide. He will provide. So Laban, you would think he would listen to God, but look at this. Go up to verse 29. It says, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. This is Laban telling Jacob, I can hurt you if I really want to. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And I'm telling you this because the Lord is not going to leave you in a bad situation. He didn't leave Jacob in a bad situation. He didn't leave Jacob in a bad situation. He told Jacob to leave. And after he told Jacob to leave, he did what? He showed up to Laban and told Laban to leave Jacob alone. Don't say nothing good or bad. Come on now. Laban acknowledges in verse 29 that the Lord showed up to him. And if the Lord hadn't showed up, he would have hurt him. You know how he got his chest puffed out, like, I'm going to do this to you and I'm going to do that to you. But he know good and well that he don't want to mess with an angry God. So he tells Jacob that, if the Lord had not spoke to me, come on now, concerning you, I would have hurt you. That's what verse 29 is saying in short. And then when you jump over to verse 41, it's very interesting because this is Jacob now basically saying his plea. He's saying, this is what the problem is, Laban. It says, thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times, 10 times, y'all, 10 times changed his wages, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee yesternight. So Jacob is letting him know you're being rebuked by God because you are completely out of line. You're being rebuked by God because you misused me. You're being rebuked by God. You was even blessed by the favor of my life. So God is rebuking you, saying, don't say nothing good or bad. Don't do nothing to him. You better not touch a hair on his head. I told him to go because you out of line, because you misused a chosen one. I'm here to tell you on today, when the Lord said it's time to go, you better go. You better go. When the Lord says it's time to go, it's time to go. And he's going to make it clear to everybody that he told you that it's time to go. I love you guys on today. I pray this blesses you. I pray for those that are find themselves in a situation where they're confused, they're being misused, and you don't know what to do. I've given you the scriptures. I've given you the blueprint that God will speak to you. He will make it perfectly clear that it's what? That it's time to go. And he ain't just going to make it clear to you. He going to make it clear to the person that's trying to harass you, to the person that's trying to use you, to the person that's completely out of his will. He going to tell them too. Don't touch a hair on his head. Don't touch a hair on her head. That's the chosen one you dealing with. Don't say nothing to them. Don't say nothing good or bad. Don't try to manipulate them. Leave them alone. I told them that it's time to go. That it's time to go. And you will get the opportunity to plead your case, just like Jacob told him. This is basically why I'm leaving, Laban, because you lied to me. You changed my way. I worked for you for 20 years, 14 years for your daughter, one daughter I didn't even want, and you tricked me. Then I worked another 6 years for cattle, and you tricked me on that. And then you changed my wages 10 times, and I didn't say nothing. I stayed here, and I endured the pain. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord said, it's time to go. That the Lord said, the end, period, like an end of a story. The end. This is the season that the Lord's going to cut some relationships off in your life. He's going to say, the end, it's time to go. Some people getting ready to fade to the background. Let them, we call it fade to black. They're getting ready to fade to black. They're going to go GPS black. They're going to fade out on you. You're not going to be able to track them no more. It's time to go. The Lord is saying, it's time to go. It is time to go. I love you guys. I want you to be blessed. Know you are highly favored and God is with you. God is with you. He has not left you or forsake you. But when God said it's time to go, it is time to go.